All right, Doug, here's the question that's going to start with you. We're going to have Doug, Jeff, Ernie, and Barbara answer this question. The city council is a diverse group. What strategies and or experience do you have in gaining consensus or at least getting a working plan going?
Well, thank you. First of all, by my education and career, I'm an engineer with a postgraduate in production management and business management. So I come from a different sector than the other councilmen. I think I complement what they have. I'm not necessarily entrenched in the way the city has been run or the city affairs. I have been a plant manager of a highly hazardous chemical operation. And that's my background, highly hazardous chemicals, and a corporate executive of the of a company in out of Las Vegas. That's why I was down there so much. As the manager and as a corporate executive, you have to get along with people. You have to get a consensus. You have to be a team member. A team builder, and I think that is part of what I bring to this. I think that's my nature.
Thank you. I've worked for the city council, with the city council. I think we need a little sense of humor once in a while. I don't mind putting that in once in a while because sometimes it gets a little stuffy at the meetings, but. I think we just have to work and listen to each other. It's okay to have disagreements, but not be disagreeable. Sometimes we get disagreeable, and there's no reason for that. I'm an attorney by trade. I started out as a bricklayer, but in Utah, the feast and famine of being a bricklayer, I thought, I got to go to school. I got to have a job that I can do every day, even if it's snowing outside. So I've been practicing law in California and licensed in California, Wyoming, and Utah. I work with people every day. I talk to them about their legal issues. I listen carefully. I solve problems, and I think I can do that with the city council. I think I've worked well with our city council and the mayor. I still have my opinions, but I'm happy to work with them and listen to them when they need listening. So I enjoy working with people. I love people. People are good, and it's good to work with them.
Like Doug, I'm an engineer, educated at BYU. And as I said before, we chased a career around the country. If you work for a Fortune 100 company, the way to move up is to move. And so working for two Fortune 100 companies for my career, one of them was Nucor Steel, and we had a saying that was hard to hurt and quick to heal. And I think that goes a long way in getting along with people, that you don't take offense and you get over it and move on. But probably the biggest one I have, I volunteered for the Boy Scouts of America for 30 years. And we have, we have a program called Timberline. And Timberline, we teach to young men and young women in our community. And National Parks Council leads the nation in Timberline. We do 40 courses a year. I am course director this year and next year. And what we teach these kids is exactly that. We teach them communicating well, problem solving, ethical decision making. And I've been doing that for 7 years, and I am proud to be associated with that group. And it's a lot of fun teaching it, but it's more fun to live it. And I think that would be what I would bring to our city council, is I've taught it and I hope that I'm living it well, and it works on how to get along with people. Thank you.
Hey, in my experience, I have attended lots of city council meetings for 29 years, but I have seen many, many people express different opinions. That's good. If we all have the same opinion, we don't all have to be there. We don't all have to participate. Our point is to listen to others. And during my experience, I have spent a lot of time going into people's homes, interviewing them on their particular interests, you know, if they crochet snowflakes or they have train sets or whatever, I talk to them about what is important to them. But mostly I spend my time listening. In fact, sometimes I won't recognize people because I spend a lot of time writing down what they're saying because I listen, I don't look at their faces. I can't see them. And so I forget names and faces too. So anyway, I believe that. What I would like to do would be to use those skills that I have gained, would be to work with the people to express to teach, to let the public understand what the issues are, and then have a good way for them to express to us their feelings. Then we can make informed decisions.
Thank you.